Even as the mainstream news industry is facing uncertainty, the ways that alternative media can reach an audience have become more diverse. Next, Kimberly Kraft introduces us to a U of A journalism student who started a new publication, both to debunk Native American stereotypes and to cover the community stories that she wasn't seeing elsewhere.
Curiosity drew Teresa Chiwiwa to the Sells Recreation Center recently, and a chance to see her name in lights.
Excuse me, sir.
They're going to have this major fry bread contest. So they're looking for the Thonawatam person to represent the nation, our nation, in the Arizona fry bread finals.
Today is your lucky day.
That contest sets the tone for the day, a contest between hopefuls and a contest witnessed by Candace Bigodi on assignment for Native Perspectives, a newspaper she started at the University of Arizona.
I just felt that we needed something like that, and there's a lot of issues that I think need to be addressed in mainstream, things that mainstream newspapers don't cover. And one of the big things is a stereotype.
Hopefully he learned that from us.
Growing up, Bigodi became accustomed to tribal newspapers that detailed the events of Native people, a voice she found absent at the University of Arizona.
And you cannot write everything down.
So with the help of the staff of the Navajo Times, she and both Native and non-Native students put out the first edition of Native Perspectives in late 2008. Gathering stories for the next edition here in Sells, Bigodi considers the audition important news because Hollywood has not been kind to Native Americans in the past.
Since the 1960s, even before then, you know, John Wayne films, they put out there, you know, this bloodthirsty savage, you know, this squaw, this, I mean, it's always been around and people just don't realize it or they don't analyze the videos. They just watch it and think, oh my God, you know, that's a Native person.
Basically, in this part of the scene, you're being interviewed.
What little news non-Natives receive is usually distorted or a one-size-fits-all picture, according to Bigodi. She questions how directors, the majority of whom are non-Native, can achieve authenticity in film.
He's really trying, I think, but I think it's really hard to have, to not come from a background, but try to portray it in an accurate light. So that's why, you know, there's a larger issue at hand. You know, it's not just about auditioning for a movie.
You ready? Let's go.
Okay.
Travis Holt Hamilton came to Sells to find a Tohono-O'odham woman for the movie he's making called More Than Fry Bread. This will be his third movie with Native American settings and themes. He says he's worked hard to deliver an accurate portrayal and surrounds himself with cultural advisors to get it right.
That's really what I'm after is trying to find that authenticity from the people, and that's why I'm out here trying to find, you know, a TO actor to play themselves, to bring things to the script, to the movie, that how could I know those things growing up in Idaho?
On that note, Holt Hamilton was grateful for the contact with Bigodi because her questioning gave him new perspective.
How was it?
But she was able to really ask some interesting questions, and it was good because it made me think and kind of dug at some issues and that sort of thing. But so that was one thing that kind of stuck out to me with Candace is just that she was actually thinking about what she was asking.
Why do you think that is?
Besides stereotype busting, Bigodi wants to use the publication to restore Native pride.
See what happens. We have a lot of students who are kind of losing the cultural teachings, the cultural knowledge, the language. And so, you know, part of being, having the power to write and to put a publication out like this is also having the power to say, you know, you should be proud of being Native American.
Bigodi herself displays no self-esteem problems. Newly crowned as Miss Native American University of Arizona, she also won the prestigious Roy Howard reporting competition, which will take her to Japan and South Korea, and she'll receive the Pillars of Excellence Award given to the top 12 scholars at the University of Arizona. Bigodi says journalism has given her an entree to people and events she might not otherwise have encountered and cements her decision to pursue a law degree.
It's really motivating me, you know, to pursue something like law, you know, federal Indian law and policy is what I want to go into. And I think, you know, just the writing and journalism, just always writing, you know, and learning about all of these issues is really, really laying a foundation for that.
And that experience creates a foundation for the modern faces of Native Americans, who Bogoti hopes will keep the paper going long after she has left the University of Arizona. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Kimberly Kraft.